adventure. Some fix their eyes on gold. That the greatest treasure in this world cannot be bought or sold. New life is found in Jesus. This one discovery is here to be uncovered. Won't you take a look and see? Wonder Junction. The adventure's just begun. Wonder Junction.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, there we go. Good to see everybody here. We've had a very exciting week, and the kids are excited to do the program here this morning. Most of them, anyway, are. So the theme has been really neat. Wonder Junction, as you see on the front of your bulletin, we marvel at Jesus, and we live for His glory. So I just have a couple announcements before we go on. We did have 82 children and 38 youth and adult helpers, which makes about 120. So we had a big crew here. We do have potluck dinner after church. You're all invited and welcome to stay for that. Hopefully you can. Even if you didn't bring anything, there's always plenty to go around. The offering, we aren't passing the plates, but there's a pulpit in back there that has a slot in it. That's where offerings go. So today's offering will be for Jared and Devin Bush. They're missionaries full-time over in Nepal. Jared is from Olivet. A lot of you know him. And then also Kevin and Karen Brasser. They go part-time over to Nepal. Karen would be a daughter of Calvin Hagee. So that's where the offering goes today. Let me see, we switch to our summer worship schedule next Sunday morning, which means 9:30 church instead of 10:30. Also for the congregation here, just a reminder, church cleaning is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week, so please come and do that. High school youth, Wednesday night, we get to scrub the floor in the sanctuary. There's some coats and jackets that were left from earlier this week when it was cooler days. There's at least five of them out here on the coat rack in the narthex. Nice coats. So try and look at those. They belong to somebody in here. Also, for those that can help after the meal, we'll need help taking all this down and putting the classrooms back in order. So a couple more things, but we're Ann and Carrie, our directors, I think are going to say something here real quick.
Yeah, we had a wonderful week, Ann and I. We got to be directors, and we just want to thank everybody, all the leaders, all the helpers in the classroom, parents, grandparents, guardians. It was just a blast, and we are so thankful.
We are, and we're going to have a good time, right, kids?
Yeah!
We had a good time all this week, and once again, special thank you for all of our volunteers that were here, especially in the kitchen. They made a meal every night. Let's give all of our helpers, all of our teachers, volunteers, a clap. Amen. All right. Let's have a great time.
I'm going to pray. Okay. Just before I pray, we don't have joys and concerns today, so prayers, first of all, for Fred Schultz from our church here. He fell off a tractor on Friday, was it? I think Thursday or Friday, and broke 9 ribs on his left side. So as you can imagine, he's in a lot of pain right now. So we pray for him. A joy to Emily and Devin Melhoff. Emily had a baby boy on Monday. Leroy Owen Melhoff, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. So congratulations. And they're here. They're actually here. So, all right. And then I have to mention Harriet Schaefer turns 92 tomorrow. So I don't know if Harriet's here or not. 94. Thank you, Marina. 94 tomorrow, yes. So let's go ahead and bow our heads in prayer, please. Okay, boys and girls, let's pray. Close our eyes, okay? Heavenly Father, thank you for such a wonderful week. Just proclaiming the good news of you, Jesus, every night. It was all about you, and you are our Lord and our Savior and our King. And so we thank you for this day when we can come and the kids can sing and say some memory verses and just a small part of what they have learned all week long. But we thank you for your blessing upon the week. Every part of it, the volunteers, those that helped bring food for the supper each night, we just give you all the glory. Lord, we want to rejoice in a new baby in the congregation, Devin and Emily Melhoff's little baby boy, Leroy. Thank you for watching over them. We thank you for Harriet on her 94th birthday tomorrow, and just continued blessings on her and her life. Lord, we want to lift up Fred and Ann Schultz, and we just ask, Lord, for the pain to be managed during this healing process. Thank you for your grace and your mercy to them. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.
forever unto eternity. It's here to be discovered. Won't you take a look and see?
That's right, y'all. Come on, let's sing it.
Wonder Joshua, the adventure's just begun. Wonder Joshua, discovering God's own son. Wonder Joshua,
told about Jesus hundreds of years earlier. An angel told Mary about God's plan. Then on the night that he was born, angels worshipped as shepherds listened in awe, and a special star led the wise men to a new king. Best of all, Jesus wanted to come to be our Savior. He came in as our Emmanuel, God with us. Now that's a wonder. John 1:14. And
get learning at the schoolhouse and play down by the creek. But Jesus' childhood was unique. Although he was a kid, Jesus is also God. He was happy and sad, but he was never selfish. He got hungry and tired, but he was never worried or afraid or hungry. Jesus always obeyed his parents and never sinned. He grew strong and full of wisdom. By the age of 12, he knew his mission from God, his Father. What a wonder. Luke 2:52.
He stopped a storm with one command. He even brought the dead back to life. But the wonder of wonders is that he forgives sins. We've all sinned by disobeying God. Only Jesus provides the way to the forgiveness we all need. Yes, sirree, Jesus is a wonder. John 21:25.
And now there are also many
sickness, conquered sin and death. There is no other like him. Search the east and west. Calm the raging oceans, not bound by time or space. There is no other like him. Holds the universe in place. He is Jesus, he is God, he is mighty Lord of all. He is Savior, he is friend, and his reign will never end. He is Jesus, he is God, he is mighty Lord of all. He is Savior, he is friend, and his reign will never end. reign will never end. He is Jesus, he is God, he is mighty Lord of all. He is Savior, he is friend, and his reign will never end. He is Jesus, he is God, he is mighty Lord of all. He is Savior, he is friend.
Day 4. Today we learned that we all have something in common, even with the bad guys like Billy the Kid in the Old West. We all choose to sin or disobey God's commands. Sin separates us from our holy God. After Adam and Eve disobeyed, every person has sinned and needs a way to have fellowship with God. Jesus paid the penalty for sin when he died on a cross and showed that God accepted his payment when he rose from the dead. What a wonder. You can have fellowship with God and eternal life with him when you admit you are a sinner and believe Jesus died and rose to life. God will welcome you into his family. John 21:31.
But these are branches so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that you may believe in him and have life in his name.
But there's someone you can know.
Everyone needs a Savior. Everyone needs a Son. He paid the price so I could live. Jesus is the one. He is the one.
Jesus came to set you free. He paid the price so you could see. And when you place your trust,
about Jesus. He gives us time, talents, and money to use. We should work hard like the faithful servants in Jesus' story.
Now, working for God doesn't get you into heaven, but we should want to work hard because he loves us.
Jesus is coming back someday. It's for sure gonna happen. And all who believe in him will live forever in the new heavens and earth. That'll be a wonder to beat them all. Matthew 6:10.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, and to know, thus says the Lord.
Jesus, oh, for grace.
Jesus is returning. Yeah, Jesus is returning. Jesus is returning.
Adventure, some fix their eyes on gold. That the greatest treasure in this world cannot be bought or sold. New life is found in Jesus, this one discovery is here to be uncovered. Won't you take a look and see? Wonder Junction, the adventure's just begun. Wonder Junction, discovering God's own son. Wonder Junction. Than a friend, his reign goes on forever, unto eternity. He's here to be discovered. Won't you take a look and see?
That's right, y'all. Come on, sing it.
Wonder Junction, the adventure's just begun. Wonder Junction, discovering God's own son. Wonder Junction, we find that Christ is true. Wonder Junction.
You all did a very great job. Did you have fun?
Yeah!
All right. Well, the day's not over yet. So first, though, I want the preschoolers and the pre-primaries to go find your parents. Go sit with your parents, okay? And if you guys want to sit with your parents or sit on these three pews, the rest of you can do that.
Sit with your parents.
All right. Yes, thanks to all the helpers, Carrie and Ann, for coordinating. It takes a lot to put it all together. You can see by all the adult helpers that we had. 38 youth and adult helpers. So it's a fun week. You followed the theme. We started on the night, first night, with the birth of Christ, and then as he was a boy, and then we come to the miracles, and then his death, burial, and resurrection, and his ascension, and his second coming. I just want to share something. I was with Melanie Walter, wherever she went. We had the fifth and sixth grade group, those going into fifth and sixth grade. And Thursday night generally is the night where the message is truly about salvation. And so that's always my favorite night of the week, as far as having the group, the fifth and sixth graders, in our room. And we had the joy of praying with them. the salvation prayer. We all prayed it together, and we had, 18, 19 in our group, and so I asked how many prayed to ask Jesus into your heart for the very first time, and I'd say about six of them put their hands up and said yes. And those that have been maybe at one of our confirmation Sundays over the years, when the kids read their faith statement, there's always one or two that it was during Vacation Bible School that they came to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, which is the very most important decision we will ever make in our lives, because that determines where we spend eternity. I want to just read this verse, John 20:31, which was a theme verse also from that night. And it says, "But these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." And that's what this is all about, is just getting these kids excited about serving their Lord and Savior. Where the offering verse I'm going to read here, Psalm 113, verse 3, "From sunrise to sunset, I will praise the name of the Lord." If you're able, let's stand and we'll sing the doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. So, Father, again, we thank you for this week, a glorious week, for the offerings, the nightly offerings. We were able to be a part and bless food pantries in the Scotland School, Menno and Freeman schools, and also to bless a family right within our local church. Excuse me. Oh. A young mother has been battling cancer for quite a while. We pray for her. Pray for her this morning as she's here with us. We ask for your healing power, your healing touch, to work mightily through her body. Thank you that we are able to be a part of blessing the family with needs, medical needs, lots of needs when you're going through this battle. So we thank you for that. For this morning, to be able to bless these who are missionaries in the country of Nepal, the other side of our world, in a country that needs to know Jesus. So we ask your blessing on these gifts. Multiply them, we pray, for the work of your kingdom. Thank you again for all the help of everyone this week. Lord, as we prepare to have our meal together, we ask that you bless the food that's been prepared for all who have brought it. Thank you for the Christian Education Committee who worked so hard to make this all happen. And we thank you for the food, that it will be nourishment and strength to our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll please receive the benediction. And now may the Lord go with you. May he go ahead of you to guide you, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his peace. Amen. You may be seated. Did I miss something? Okay. All right. We'll have some that will usher the congregation out. Thank you all. Have a wonderful day.